At 8:25, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Several downtown Dallas buildings this week have become makeshift conference centers, classrooms, and deal sites for entrepreneurs and investors. It's part of an event called Dallas Startup Week. KERA's Lauren Silverman caught up with one of the key players in the local startup scene.
So what is Dallas Startup Week?
Well, Dallas Startup Week is a one-week celebration of entrepreneurship.
From healthcare to fashion to architecture, it celebrates startups and it's all free. Hubert Zajcek runs the startup accelerator Health Wildcatters. It's a 12-week intensive program that launches ideas into business plans. A few years ago, he says, it was the norm to see entrepreneurs leave Dallas, often for Austin, in search of investors to back their ventures. Now?
We strongly believe that's not the case anymore. People are moving to Dallas for startups and moving to Dallas because the economy is doing better here. You can raise money here.
The first two groups of startups in the Health Wildcatters program have raised more than $10 million. So what are they creating? Everything from medical devices, like a non-invasive blood glucose monitor for diabetes, to pharmaceuticals for prostate and ovarian cancer, even...
I refer to it as 3D makeup. It's called Silicon Arts Labs, but basically it's silicone-based concealer that helps you camouflage or cover a recessed scar.
Ideas for new medical devices and software are already flooding in from entrepreneurs hoping to make the next class of Health Wildcatters. Last month, MIT ranked the program as the top healthcare-focused accelerator in the Southwest.
It's like Christmas. I mean, you get to you get to see all the applications and see what the trends are.
One trend Zajcek hopes to see is virtual reality in healthcare, perhaps in psychiatry.
Simulating in a safe environment, scary scenarios, but having the benefit of controlled surroundings.
So like someone who's afraid of spiders could actually be in front of a glass case with tarantulas in virtual reality.
Absolutely. I saw one on, I think it was on Facebook, it was a video of someone going out on a beam on the 20th floor somewhere. Of course, it was in a room, but for the VR person, the person wearing the headset, it looked like they were going out to the end of a beam where there was a kitten that they had to rescue. And you'd see these people walk and balance the beam in great fear. They were doing it in the middle of the room. There was nowhere to fall, but to them, it looked real.
For folks with big business ideas afraid of failure, Dallas Startup Week is a safe place to get help before taking the plunge. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Dallas Startup Week runs through Saturday. Details at breakthroughs.kera.org. The Dallas International Film Festival begins a 10-day run tonight at City Performance Hall. Our big screen team talks with the programmer who's picked movies for that festival since it began 10 years ago.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
10 years ago, Chris and I remember covering the announcement of this festival. Back then, it was called the AFI Dallas International Film Festival. It was going to be based at Victory Park. A lot's changed since then, but one of the faces who has been a constant is our guest today, Festival Director James Faust. James, thanks for being here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Tonight, of course, is opening night, and the film that you're going to be showing is called The Land, which features a very familiar face to people in Dallas, Erykah Badu. What can you tell us about The Land?
It's about these four or five kids that are on the other side of the tracks in Cleveland, but they're also avid skaters. These guys love their skateboards, and they don't have a lot of money, and so to make money, they carjack in a beautiful way on their skateboards, and they sell the cars for money, and they use that money to help them possibly get into skating competitions. But when they realize how much more money it costs, they have to do a little more carjacking, and they carjack the wrong person, and then the story goes from there.
Does Erykah play a villain?
Erykah plays pretty much a crackhead in this film, but her performance, it's spectacular. It's one of those things where, like, wow, she's just not singing in this. She's actually performing something that has nuance, and you feel sorry for her at the same time you hate her. And it's a really good world.
There are a number of documentaries this year with really close Texas ties, I noticed, on the schedule. Yeah. Honky Tonk Heaven looks at the Austin Dance Hall, The Broken Spoke. There's a film about Austin City Limits called A Song for You. That one's directed by Keith Maitland, who is originally from North Texas, and he's also bringing his film Tower, which looks back at the UT Tower shooting 50 years ago. When you're programming the festival, movies like this with such close Texas ties have to be no-brainers.
We're always looking out for supporting both local Dallas and Texas films, and I think of the, I think we have 9 world premieres. I think 5 of them are Texas films that are world premiering. So it's about supporting the cause, you know, and if we can't get better incentives, we'll keep making better films.
You guys have more or less competed with USA Film Festival over the years. This year, for the first time ever, you are actually overlapping by a few days. So I ask you, James Faust, how the heck did that happen?
We moved our dates a little later. We were working with some different sponsors. We had a deal with Earth Day. We had some different things. And we had tried to vet what was going on in the marketplace. Like, okay, whose dates are where? So we talked to as many people as we can. And we just never connected with USA Film Festival. And to that end, we have connected with them since. And we've worked out some plans because we're also in the same building at the Angelica. So we're sort of acquiescing a little bit and reducing our presence on the second weekend and going over and putting a bigger presence at the Alamo Drafthouse DFW down in Southside Lamar area. It's a win-win, I think, for the city because you're going to have a lot of buzz and a lot of things happening at the Angelic. It's going to look like one giant film festival.
So as we've mentioned, this is the 10th anniversary of the festival, and I'm wondering if you were looking out 10 years from now, what are your hopes for the festival?
My hopes for the festival, as I say every time I'm on, is that we have our own building within the next 3 to 5 years. I think having our own place will sort of establish us as a true part of the arts community of this city. I think people look at that and go, well, you're here, you're here, you're here. No, we're here. And I think that will solidify us as an art player in the city.
James Faust, thanks again, as always, for joining us.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Thanks, James.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. The documentary Hotel Dallas screens tomorrow at the festival. You'll hear from the directors tonight at 6:20. Partly sunny skies by this afternoon with a high of 75, 58 now in Dallas, 59 in Fort Worth at 8:32.